News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump is indicating he's not interested in making a deal with Iran.
The president said the U.S. has no plans to negotiate with Iran's remaining leadership.
We're not looking to settle. They'd like to settle. We're not looking to settle.
Earlier, the president declared that he would not accept anything less than unconditional surrender. The Iranian president responded by saying the U.S. demand for surrender is a dream that they should take to their grave, and he threatened more strikes on American targets in the Middle East. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the U.S. and Israel are knocking out Iran's ability to terrorize the region.
This is a terrorist government. This is a terroristic regime. And we are seeing them conduct terrorism using nation-state elements, using weapons like missiles and one-way attack drones. And the objective of this mission is to destroy their ability to continue to do that. And we are well on our way to achieving that objective every single day with overwhelming force, with overwhelming precision.
Correspondent Sam Mednick reports on the scene of a death in Israel the country blames on an Iranian missile strike.
I'm at the site of a missile strike in central Israel. First responders behind me. Now, what they've said is that at least one person has been killed. Several others have been critically injured. And authorities said that this was caused by a cluster munition. That is a smaller bomblet, although it's not small at all, that comes from the larger bomb. It can cause widespread damage and destruction. Now, Israel's army said that Iran is firing cluster munitions nearly daily into Israel. This is the first time in about a week, though, that someone has been killed in Israel from a missile getting through.
That's correspondent Sam Mednick reporting. U.S. military officials say they've killed six men in a strike on an alleged drug smuggling vessel in the eastern Pacific. Officials have posted a video on X that shows a small boat floating on the water, then exploding. This is SRN News. Evangelicals, by and large, still support President Trump.
The latest poll from the Public Religion Research Institute reveals that evangelical Protestants are the religious group most likely to back Mr. Trump, 70%. The survey also finds that 53% of Catholics and 45% of mainline Protestants support the president 1 year into his second term. Amongst other faith communities, including those people who are atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion, Mr. Trump enjoys much lower approval. Michael Harrington reporting.
London police say four men have been arrested on suspicion of aiding Iran by spying on the Jewish community. The Metropolitan Police say the suspects, one Iranian and three dual British-Iranian nationals, were taken into custody on suspicion of assisting a foreign intelligence service. Britain's campaign against anti-Semitism says it is grateful to police for foiling the alleged plot. This is SRN News. New York City's police commissioner says authorities are investigating whether men who brought improvised explosive devices to a protest outside New York City's mayoral residence were inspired by ISIS.
This is being investigated as an act of ISIS-inspired terrorism.
Commissioner Jessica Tisch says there may be an ISIS connection, but likely no relation to the war in Iran.
At this time, we do not have any information that connects this investigation to what's going on overseas in Iran.
The devices in question did not explode. Meanwhile, New York's new mayor is condemning the event where all this happened for what he calls bigotry, but he also says he defends peaceful demonstrations.
While I found this protest appalling, I will not waver in my belief that it should be allowed to happen. Ours is a free society where the right to peaceful protest is sacred.
And that is New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.